The reading today continues from the prophecy to the races of man, and the selection is chapter 59. The blessings of community life. It is not righteous for the family of man to live in fear and bondage to the powers of the world, who hold the fruits of the earth to enslave their fellow man. God asks that men and women of light break from the world order to live a new life of light in community, reflecting God's light to their fellow humans, instructing them and teaching them of the new order of God. And by their labors, members of the community shall endeavor to provide all the material needs of the body, assuring that each person is provided with security, receiving love and companionship and dignity, while contributing to the welfare of the community itself. Therefore, let each work according to his or her own ability. Each is to live a useful and purposeful life. And let each strive to serve God as teachers and instruments of light, the main concern of each person being to attain the illumination of the mind that comes by looking at the sun, and then enlightenment of the spirit through the word of that light, which ensures the unfolding of the soul and its immortality. Let it be known to each person of the community that the strivings for spiritual illumination requires the whole lifetime of a person, and it is only by complete and total dedication to a higher way of life that man and woman attain their true form and freedom from the world and participation in the Godhead. Therefore, let all members of the community enjoy a life of material security without fear of want. And let each lead a meaningful life in which the talents of each are utilized to the good of the human family and the universe as a whole. Let each attain a position of importance and usefulness, and in this manner the world shall lose its hold over them forever, and they shall see the good of this higher life. Let each be made to know that the world enslaves them, puts them to undignified labors, exploits them, humiliates them, and in the end wastes their bodies, their minds, and their talents. For no matter the amount of material possessions a person may accumulate in the world, no matter how much esteem or how many honors are bestowed upon them, the one blessing for which they were created to receive, the illumination of the spirit and immortality of the human soul, is denied them. For this, the institutions of humanity cannot give. God would have humankind understand that the world suffers because of humankind's ignorance of God, and above all, of their ignorance of his bountiful blessings, which are real and lasting. The world binds man and woman to a useless life, wasted on the quest for transitory things. Therefore, let the community instruct each member in the higher and more permanent things of God, which were given for his benefit. When man experiences these blessings for himself, then he will be freed from the darkness that envelops his being, and he will be made to realize that God asks nothing of man, no sacrifices, no adoration, no worship. Such things are for lesser gods and dark spirits who speak to the human being in dreams and visions and seek to obtain homage out of fear and trembling. The true God of the universe is as bountiful as the sun, which sheds its light and heat upon the face of the earth. And God is the giver of the Sun of Righteousness, which radiates a spiritual light filled with God's thoughts, illuminates men's minds, and extends immortality of spirit and being. These are the work of God given for the creation. Therefore, let humankind participate in its godhood without fear or dread. God has sent the Sun of Righteousness into the world as a gift, and God would that every man and woman know of this gift. Worldly powers seek to deny man and woman their spiritual rights, saying there is no God, mocking and persecuting those who would know of the spiritual life. But let all know that the messianic sun shall shine unfavorably upon such worldly powers, for they shall not know the light, only darkness, and the darkness shall consume them in the end. For I say unto the races of all the earth that God's Son sends forth a light to blind men and women of darkness, while giving life and new sight to men and women of light. And this light shall cause a dramatic change upon the earth, which every race should know. And with those thoughts, let us have the blessings.